Today is Monday, March 11th. We're talking about a plane crash over the weekend and the new questions now about a certain type of plane used around the world. Plus, Trump's expected request, Jussie Smollett's latest indictment, and the new HBO series stemming from a podcast. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, today we start with a devastating crash over the weekend in Ethiopia and some new questions about the type of Boeing airplane that went down. First, the latest. An Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. The plane was headed to Kenya. Passengers were from all over the world, including 8 Americans and 18 Canadians. Some were United Nations staff members. Apparently yesterday it was a new plane and the weather was clear. At this point, investigators don't know what caused the crash yet. But here's what's getting so much attention. The AP reports it's now the second crash within 6 months to involve Boeing's newest version of its most popular plane, the Boeing 737 MAX 8. It was also that model of plane that crashed off the coast of Indonesia back in October. In both crashes, the New York Times reports something went wrong just minutes after takeoff. Both pilots requested and got permission to turn around and then lost contact. And in both, there were no survivors. In the first crash, some investigators believe updated Boeing software and/or a lack of pilot training on that software may have contributed to the crash, but both investigations are still going on. For now, Reuters reports China's aviation authority ordered all airlines to stop using Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets for at least 9 hours or until further notice. By the way, this model of plane is used by airlines around the world, including some in the U.S. The New York Times says American, Southwest, and United all have some MAX 8 planes, but Southwest says they're confident the planes are safe. Boeing also says the planes are safe and added that they're deeply saddened by the crash and ready to provide any technical assistance needed. So, more to come. Today, President Trump is expected to ask Congress for more money for a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Reuters and Fox News cite sources saying he'll ask for another $8.6 billion for the wall. And already Democrats are saying not going to happen. Remember, for that request to get through Congress, it does have to pass both the House and Senate, and the House is now controlled by a majority of Democrats. Of course, this is the same issue that caused the longest U.S. government shutdown ever back in December and January, and it's the reason President Trump declared a national emergency at the border to redirect several billion dollars of funding to go toward the wall without needing Congress to approve. Still, a White House official told Fox News, there just may be another fight for funding. A 2020 White House hopeful is trying to set herself apart by proposing a policy to break up the country's biggest tech companies. Think Amazon, Facebook, and Google. And The Verge confirmed Apple, too. Democratic candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren says massive tech companies are hurting competition, that small businesses don't have a chance. Her plan would mean things like Google would not be able to promote its own products in Google search. Facebook would have to split off from its other apps like Instagram. And she told The Verge Apple should not be able to run the App Store and have its own apps in it. But there are plenty of critics. Fox News reports some say breaking up big tech will hurt consumers when it comes to convenience and low prices. If you're planning to travel to certain European countries in a couple of years, you'll need to take a few extra steps to get there. The Washington Post says starting in 2021, travelers will have to pre-register before the trip. So you'll have to fill out an online application and pay a small fee. You'll need an email account, a valid passport, and a credit or debit card. The goal of this new rule? The European Union says it wants to improve security and help stop illegal migration and terrorism. Once you register, it's then good for 3 years. Much more news is on its way, but first, a big thanks to our sponsor today, Blinkist. I know it can be hard to find the time to sit down and read a book or take the time to learn some new information. We're busy, we're on the go, but that's why you need to check out the app Blinkist. If you love The Newsworthy because it's informative and quick, then you'll also love Blinkist for the same reason. But instead of news, you get all the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books, and each one takes you about 15 minutes to get through. You get the best and biggest ideas in the smallest amount of time. I really enjoy reading Blinkist right now on my smartphone when I'm out and about waiting in line or waiting for a friend, and I don't have my headphones with me. I've read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People on Blinkist, as well as Factfulness, so maybe start there. And right now, you can try it out for free. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. A federal judge just made it a bit easier for college athletes to get a bit more compensation. Not traditional salaries or anything, but potentially larger scholarship packages. The judge said schools cannot cap scholarships as long as they're still education related. So covering everything from computers to studying abroad would be okay, with no limit. The debate here? Well, on one hand, some colleges make millions in profits from their sports teams, while the players sometimes struggle to make ends meet. But others worry colleges offer so much to top recruits that it leaves little money for other programs that are still important to students. Also in the world of sports and money, the entire U.S. women's soccer team is now suing over their salaries for what they call gender discrimination. The New York Times says all 28 players say they're paid less than the men's soccer team, even though they play more and have won more games. The team also says medical treatment and coaching don't match what the men get. The lawsuit comes just a few months before the U.S. team heads to the World Cup in France. The women's team already won at the last World Cup in 2015. So far, the U.S. Soccer Federation has not said anything about this lawsuit. Actor Jussie Smollett is now indicted on 16 felony counts of disorderly conduct, compared to the one count he was charged with last month. Remember, Smollett is the actor from the Fox show Empire, who said he was attacked in a hate crime in Chicago. Police think he staged the whole thing to promote his career. So why is he now indicted on 16 counts? Well, Fox says the grand jury counted each part of his story separately, a different charge for each part of his alleged lie, and that it could mean he faces up to 64 years in prison if he's found guilty. But Smollett still says he's innocent, and his attorney says the indictments are, quote, overkill. If you are a fan of the first season of the popular podcast Serial, then listen up. HBO just premiered the case against Adnan Syed last night, a 4-part documentary about the case. HBO says the series picks up where the podcast left off. Part 2 airs next Sunday. The top movie over the weekend was Captain Marvel. Variety says it gave this year's box office a much-needed boost. The movie brought in $153 million in North America, more than expected. J-Lo and A-Rod are now engaged. Yes, I'm talking about the singer Jennifer Lopez and the former Major League Baseball player Alex Rodriguez. They announced the engagement on Instagram over the weekend. It'll be J-Lo's 4th marriage and A-Rod's 2nd. They've been dating for a little more than 2 years. And speaking of celebrity relationships, those of you who are fans of The Bachelor, get ready for the 2-part finale starting tonight. And that's it. You are all caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just head to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.